Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. What's all the excitement about? Well, everywhere you go today, there is a buzz. There is something going on around here, and we need to find out. Actually, it all started a week ago. Stopped by a couple of churches, and it was crazy. The people were singing and bodies swaying to some exciting music, and they were waving palm fronds while singing and reciting some scriptures about Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. What was all that about? Let me explain. It was called Palm Sunday, and that was a celebration of something that happened a long time ago in Jerusalem. Jesus, who would normally walk from one place to the next, on that day, here comes Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. And as if that were not enough, lots and lots of people were pouring into the streets, throwing their cloaks and palm branches on the ground and celebrating Jesus as the king riding into their city. It was pretty unusual. Some people saw it as a political move that Jesus was making, that Jesus was coming to take over as king in Jerusalem and drive out the Roman rulers. Except that did not happen, because Jesus was on a different agenda. For a while, he had been talking about dying. Yes, dying. One occasion, he told his followers that this time when they went to Jerusalem, the authorities were going to arrest him and try him and kill him. But this is where it got confusing. He would always tell them that he would rise from the dead 3 days. The disciples found all this talk about dying and rising troubling and impossible. They told him they would not let anyone even as much as arrest him. Well, for the next several days after Palm Sunday, the city was buzzing as scores of people were coming for a big annual Jewish festival, the Feast of the Passover. Jesus and his 12 disciples did as they always did. By Thursday, they had this Passover meal by themselves in the upper room. For those who were there, they reported that after the meal, Jesus sprung a surprise act on them. He introduced something called the Lord's Supper, in which he gave them bread that represents his body and wine that represents his blood, and told them that they should eat and drink as this is a new covenant. Why would he initiate something like this about his death? They could not understand it then, but he was going to die and there was a big significance. Well, it didn't take long for things to turn for the worse. Jesus and his disciples left the place that night and they went with him to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. No big thing. Except the disciples, they slept from being tired, and Jesus prayed so intensely that his sweat was like drops of blood. Father, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Then it happened. A crowd of people that night, led by one of his disciples, came to arrest him. His disciple betrayed him with a kiss, which was a signal for them to grab the right guy. The arrest turned into an all-night trial before the high priest, before Herod, the king of Israel, and Pilate, the governor of Jerusalem. The people hollered and screamed and shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Meaning they wanted Jesus to be executed. Hold it right there. What people? Weren't these some of the same people a few days before were hailing Jesus while he came into town riding on the donkey? So what's going on here? Jesus is arrested and the disciples fled. All alone, Jesus was there without any defense. No man came to rescue him or to speak on his behalf. Later that morning, he died on a cruel cross, but this death was something special. We heard people a couple of days ago celebrating his death because his death was to take away the sins of the world. They call that Good Friday. Okay, That was what the Lord's Supper was about the night before, wasn't it? When he died, the body represented the bread represented the mangled, lacerated, beat up body of Jesus. And that was God forgiving people of their sins. But what about the blood? The blood represents the washing away of their sins. That was the wine. But why did they have to do this when the Jewish history have them doing something like this with a lamb every year at the Feast of Atonement? Oh, that was for them to get forgiveness from God for a year. So this festival was done every year. But when Jesus died, he was called the Lamb of God, and he offered himself up to die so that he could offer forgiveness to individuals once and for all. That is the great sacrifice, Jesus. But here's what's weird. He died and he was buried. To be buried means the end of Jesus, right? Why should people put their hope for salvation in a Jesus who was executed and buried in a sealed tomb? He was going to go down in history as one more religious figure who came and created a storm of hope among vulnerable people. But like all others before him and even after him, he too died and he was buried. That's the end of this Jesus story, right? No, you have to hear this. Today is the big day. Big day for what? It happened just as Jesus kept on saying. What? Please tell me. Early on the Sunday morning after Jesus died, if you count that day, Jesus would have been dead for 3 days. Some crazy women got up early to go down to the tomb to anoint his body with spices for preservation. Seriously? Didn't that happen the Friday evening when they buried him? Yes, it did. But these women were crazy. There would be guards at the tomb, so no one could raid the tomb. The tomb was sealed and covered over with a heavy stone. First, they would have to overpower the guards and then have strength to roll the stone away. But when they got there, something happened. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then the women remembered his words. So it did happen, right? Yes, 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 it did. Jesus rose from the grave alive, just like he said. It has been about 2,000 years since it happened, but the story and the celebration never gets old. And so that explains the excitement 1 week after Jesus rode into town on a donkey. Today is the celebration of the climax of the arrest and crucifixion. This explains the burial. He died, he was buried, and he came back from the grave alive. Christ the Lord is risen today. Hallelujah. You see, the resurrection was like nothing we had ever seen before. It was the one big event that proved that Jesus is Lord. He spoke about it and then it happened. Well, what does all of this mean? Jesus came to save people from their sins and to give them eternal life. He had to die and they buried him. But through the mighty power of God, Jesus came back from the dead. And guess what? He lives forever. I think I have explained the excitement you see happening in churches today. It's a big celebration. It also tells us that you still have a chance to be part of the celebration. If you invite Jesus into your life, he will forgive you of your sins and give you a brand new status, child of God and the gift of life. Romans 6 and verse 23. Come on, my friend, don't be left out. Accept Jesus as your Savior and you too will be celebrating not just today, but for the rest of your life. Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world.